For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea spoke at a press briefing announcing the closing of the city's anti-crime unit.
These are the plainclothes units that operate our traditional anti-crime. Effective immediately, we will be transitioning those units, roughly 600 people citywide. This is a seismic shift in the culture of how the NYPD polices this great city. It will be felt immediately in the communities that we protect. We can do it with brains, we can do it with guile, we can move away from brute force.
President Trump reacted to the Supreme Court ruling that protects LGBT rights in the workplace.
I've read the decision, and some people were surprised, but they've ruled, and we live with their decision. That's what it's all about. We live with the decision of the Supreme Court.
The vote was 6-3 with Justice Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's first appointee to the court, writing the majority opinion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wade Allyn-Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan weighed in on the fatal shooting of Rashard Brooks, calling to empower communities and build trust in the wake of calls for police reform.
I think one of the things we can do is look for a way to create a more uniform definition of the use of deadly force and create more and more clarity. The best opportunity here for us in Georgia is to look for opportunities to continue to build trust. Trust is the only way to navigate through this. Trust across all types of bridges and divides.
As the Seattle mayor continues to do nothing regarding a protest zone, a former GOP governor is speaking out. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
A member of the Seattle City Council says a rebellion that's taken over a part of downtown Seattle is incredibly inspiring to the vast majority of American people. All of this has former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee wondering where the adults are in Seattle.
The officials who are supposed to stay with a sense of order have allowed this to just degenerate into utter chaos.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is expected to announce executive action on law enforcement reform. The White House's Kellyanne Conway had this to say.
There are several principles that have been discussed. Obviously, the president's been listening to many different people across the aisle and across the country. You know, we'll be talking about the role of law enforcement, making sure that people understand the role is to keep their communities safe and their neighborhoods protected. We need more resources and more research on mental health for many of our police officers. The suicide rates are very high for active duty ones.
Yes.
And we need to make sure that there is additional grant programs and legislation that meets this moment.
Spike in coronavirus cases in some states makes sense to at least one doctor. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
New coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in record numbers are sweeping through the United States. A few of the states seeing the most increases in positive tests include Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Regarding more cases, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reminds everyone,
this is still the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic as it pertains here to the United States. Yes, it all started out in the Northeast where we had a drastic rise of cases, but now we're seeing that initial wave hit other states as well. We're still a little over 20,000 new cases a day, and that number has been pretty steady since the end of March. So although in the Northeast we're seeing a drastically reduced amount of new cases throughout the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.